This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Hello everybody, welcome back to Generation Fusion. You are listening to show on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata o Manawatu. I/we are hosts.
That is Andrew and myself.
Tell people what they just heard and what they will hear.
You're reading the wall, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm reading the poster on the wall telling us what to say. I've never followed that.
You're not doing a very good
job.
Up
there, it's been up there for longer than at least 5 years.
And yep. I've never. Well, we're coming up to nearly a five-year anniversary, aren't we?
Well, it is 5 years.
It is 5 years. And
we're almost at 200 episodes.
We are nearly.
This is the 196th episode.
Yes, and you're coming to a big significant ending in your life.
Yes, I'm going to university.
You're going to university.
I'm going to become a druggie and an alcoholic and
thanks.
Do all the university stuff. What's expected of me? According to Uncle, at least.
Not going to happen. No, that's not what we're going to talk about today. Today we're going to talk about your journey as from being a five-year-old.
13 years ago.
To nearly 18.
In 4 days.
Your whole journey.
This is actually
going to
come out a week after I turn 18.
Well, there you go. His timing's great.
Yeah.
So we thought it'd be a good opportunity to, you know, we've got a... Before we do our year wrap-up and we reflect on previous years and all this is like a reflection for us.
Sorry, she's just really uncomfortable.
I couldn't work out what he was doing. It was like readjusting your height or something.
No, it's these chairs are uncomfortable.
So I'm just thinking it's probably time, we're coming to a point of reflecting, and
yes.
This is a good opportunity to reflect on your journey. And there's been many, many coincidences that have happened along the way.
Like what?
I'm just thinking back
blue screening.
I'm thinking back to when you were a little five-year-old and you first started at West End School.
Oh, and how I was best friends with my woodwork teacher's son.
And how you, yes, and you've realised, well, your woodwork teacher never really realised that.
I did tell him a few years ago.
We probably forgot.
Probably.
But also the fact that one of the teachers who's at West End School now was my student teacher, that would be 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And she remembers you as a little five-year-old.
And one of your student teachers, our math teacher at Awatapu.
Yes, that's right. So there's plenty of little coincidences along the way. But, yeah, so going way, way, way back, one of the first things I had to make a decision on, and this is a bit of a dilemma for teachers, do you send your child to the same school you teach at or do you send them to a different school? And I was very much of the belief that I wanted you to be at the same school as me, because having to be a working mum, I never get to see you in – everyday things. I miss out on things all the time. And I thought, well, at least if you're at the same school, I could see you in sports events and things like that.
And because if I didn't go to the same school you teached at, you wouldn't have been able to come to my productions. Well, if they were during the day. And you wouldn't have been able to come to my assemblies.
No, and it would have been a little bit trickier.
You wouldn't have been able to come see me do athletics or sports.
Yeah, and even just managing to drop you off and pick you up to school would have been tricky. We were very lucky that we had Cara who dropped you off at school to start with.
For the first year.
And dropped you off at school and picked you up at the end of the day. So, but it was reflecting on those sorts of things. So, yes, we were lucky that you came to West End School. And you started at West End School at West End School's centenary year.
Yep.
So you were a five-year-old in the year that we celebrated 100 years.
Isn't it funny to think that 2 years ago it celebrated 110 years?
Yeah, so time has moved. And it's funny because
I got to sign my name and put some artwork in the time capsule.
Yes, and you signed your name on the big cloths that
just
are
funny because I didn't actually know how to spell my name back. Well, I did. Well, I didn't know how to do handwriting back
then.
No,
but it's all there, and that's what it is. It's an accurate record of where you were at that time. And I remember that year because we had to come to school on that centenary day.
It was a Saturday,
wasn't it? Saturday. We had to work.
Did we get Monday off?
No, we were given an extra day at Easter. So
was that even legal?
Yeah, it was just yes. So to do something like that, you could, switch it around, however it worked. And that was funny because we dressed up in our
nun outfits.
Well, you were dressed up as a little
Greek boy.
No, you were just formally attired.
Yeah, and you were dressed like a nun, so were all the other teachers.
I was just dressed with a black skirt and a white top and an apron. Some of the teachers wore gowns. Teaching gowns. I didn't. I went with an apron, a full apron to go with my skirt and top.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it looked quite nunny.
Oh, well, it probably did look like that because that's how it looked.
Yeah.
But you missed out on cutting the 100-year cake with the oldest person by about being not the – by they got the most recent person who started school, and there was one person who'd started school just after you had. And they got to cut the cake.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I thought, oh, but no. So that was a significant event. And I just want to go, I know I'm sort of taken over here a little bit, but I want to reflect on your first day at school.
I don't remember it.
As a 5-year-old.
I cannot remember it whatsoever.
Well, I remember it because I had it was a real hoot. I was in room 10, which was near your classroom.
Yeah.
And I remember the new entrant teacher having to go out down – this was at the end of morning tea – and bring you all back to class because you quite clearly told the teacher that she said when the bell rang, you could all go and play. So you all just assumed that every time the bell rang, you could all go and play. So it was your lucky day because it rang at the start of morning tea and it rang at the end of morning tea. So you just all assumed it meant you could all go to morning tea again.
Well, that's an understandable confusion, especially for a 5-year-old. Yeah. So, I stand by 5-year-old me there.
So I just had a smile on my face as watching the new entrant teacher rounding you all up.
It's not the worst thing I've ever heard a 5-year-old say to a teacher.
Rounding you up from the bottom of the field. And the other little memory I have from you as a 5-year-old was you getting yourself into a heap of trouble.
Oh, yeah. I did that a couple of times, and I remember both of them.
For cutting all the hair off the paintbrushes.
I know.
Cutting all – I don't know the reason.
I don't either.
But Andrew got all the paintbrushes. I don't know if you got all of them. I think the teacher stopped you before
I got most of them.
You got most of them.
Got most of them. I didn't cut much off. They were still usable.
Yeah.
I got most of them.
And he cut most of the hair off the brushes, off the paintbrushes. And the teacher was not at all happy with that. And the second thing I remember you getting into trouble for was pushing another child off a table.
No, I didn't push him. I pulled him. In my defense, I wasn't trying to hurt him. He was standing on the table and the bell had rung and I was like, get off the table. The teacher's coming. You'll get in trouble.
So you just pulled him off the table.
I didn't pull him off the table. I grabbed his leg.
Yeah,
I didn't yank it or anything. I just grabbed his leg.
And your teacher just happened to be there when you
were. The teacher happened to walk in when I grabbed his leg.
Yeah. So
that was not fair. I was not the one on the table. And I was not pulling either.
I remember that. And that was really funny. I guess the other big memory I have from when you were at primary school was the day we had school photos and you ran across the courts and fell over. And dislocated your knee.
That was after the photo had been done.
Yes. And we had to
Call an ambulance.
Had to ring your uncle and call an ambulance.
And I remember that one.
Your uncle went up to the hospital with you because my class hadn't had their photo taken. And the principal said I had to stay until I had my photo taken.
I vaguely remember the ambulance trip as well. Kept going in and out of consciousness.
Yes. And your brother, who was at this stage, you would have been 10.
I think I was 10.
You were 10, so you might have been a year 5?
Yeah.
Or was it year 6? A year 6.
Year 6, I think.
Your brother was in room 5. And yeah, I remember his teacher bringing you out, bringing him out to see you because you were lying on the court out in front of the whole senior block,
yeah,
lying on the ground. She needed to bring you out, him out to reassure him that you weren't dead. And and then the ambulance turned up. And that was a real centre of attention when the ambulance turned up at school.
You're having too much fun with this, Mum.
I remember those things. So I believe I was great having you at West End School. So this is...
Life would have been so much better if I had been to a different school. Could have sent me to Riverdale. It would have been easier.
I don't know. So we are talking about your time at school.
Yes. 10 minutes in, you're finally starting to get to...
And it's been a lot. It's been a big journey. And I don't think people realise how much people grow over the 13 years.
I've gone from being short to being tall.
Well, you've never been short.
I've gone from being small to being big.
You've gone from being taller than everyone else to being taller than everyone else.
No, I've gone from being taller than everyone else to being taller than everyone else.
Yeah.
I've gone from being the tallest in my year to like the fourth tallest in my year.
Well, that's right. I know that was disappointing for you in that
too. I don't really care.
You got over it by then.
Still pretty tall.
But is there anything particular that stands out for you, especially in those let's say, we'll just do the primary school years to start at the stage.
I find this one horrible, but you seem to love it, is the subs.
Oh, the subs, yes. So, Andrew, you were right into doing trying out different sports. And one of the sports you tried out, this was when you were about 6, I think it was. You would have been about 6? 7. Playing hockey. 6 or 7, yeah, good. Bring it in there. Playing hockey.
I loved hockey.
Winter hockey.
Well, I loved it afterwards.
Yes.
I love it looking back.
Yes, and so down there at the hockey grounds, they didn't play on the turf, they played on the field.
Yeah.
And Andrew's little team, they all seemed to struggle to find out which way to run.
I still do that in a lot of games.
Yeah. And this was a moment. It was incredibly embarrassing at the time.
Still is.
It's such a good story to tell. And Andrew was on the team playing, and the coach calls out, right, time for a sub. And Andrew goes, whose car are we getting in? And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, well, we're going to Subway, aren't we? And I realised that sub meant substitution of a player, not going to Subway. That's my Andrew.
And the one time I realised that, remember, that you might not, is I have been told, Andrew, you need to put more effort in. Everyone else is putting a lot more effort than you. I went out on the field. I put out effort. I kept falling over. I don't want to fall over, but I kept falling over. And they're like, stop falling over. And I'm like, I'm putting in effort. I'm doing what you said.
Did I put shoes on the wrong feet?
No.
I've been known to do that to you.
It was muddy and wet. It rained that night.
Yeah.
And I've been putting in effort, you know? Because that day, I think, was because it had been muddy, and I was like, I don't want to fall over. I don't want to get muddy. And the coach was like, you need to put effort in. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll get muddy. I keep falling over. It's on you.
Oh, yeah, those are those. Oh, there was another good story from when you were a little 5-year-old.
Uh-oh.
And this was the advantage of being a teacher at West End School, was that we could make things to work. And one of the things they did was to make sure that my class swam at the same time as your class, so over at the swimming pools.
Yeah.
And it was great because your class was getting – I got over there just in time to see you swim and your class, and then you get out and get changed while my class were getting in the pool. And I remember it was your first time swimming, And this little voice goes, Mrs. Tapani, I can't find my clothes. And there I looked over and it was Andrew Zambezos, completely stark as.
Oh, no. No. I vividly do not remember that.
And it's all right because nobody saw you, but I was like the horrified mother of, Andrew. But you weren't worried in the slightest. Little boys don't worry about those things.
Oh, that's changed a lot, hasn't it?
And it was just so delightful. You weren't the only one.
I'd make a great nun. I hate skin.
It was delightful because you never did that again. But in the time that I was going over swimming with my class, various members of your class.
Oh yes, I've seen many. I had seen many other boys do that.
Yes, many other boys.
Probably the entire class
have popped out at some stage.
Yeah.
And I just, but I was, I felt.
But
that
it's also funny because thinking of moments like that, I've seen Miles do similar.
Oh, that's
We've
right.
all been like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. But I would have, if you hadn't been at my school, those things I would have missed, and I don't
yeah,
have
I wish
those.
Yeah, I wish you did miss that. I wish you had missed that.
I wouldn't have had those memories.
Yeah.
The other one, too, that I have that was such a good memory from primary school. No, this is a nice one. Is we, they're all nice. They're
you,
all good
yeah,
memories.
You say that.
They're
it's not nice for me.
Was because you've always been so proud of being Greek.
Oh, yeah.
And
the little Greek boy.
And we've always – and we've had – acknowledged the different ethnic groups at West End School.
Yeah.
And you so proudly carried the Greek flag across the stage and wearing your little Spartan.
That you got from some Amazon spin-off.
Yes, because it wasn't the national costume of Greece, but – I didn't think you wanted to wear the little white skirt with the pom-pom shoes.
The pom-pom shoes.
So and you are Spartan, so wearing a little Spartan costume.
Oh, yeah, I came from Sparta.
She was Spartan. And I remember that there at the time was another Greek family, not completely, but they celebrated their Scottish side. But by the time they finished at West End School with you, they were marching across the stage behind the Greek flag.
Yeah.
So I was like, that was so cool.
Yeah.
So, I think back. So that's hard to believe. There's been a lot of water under the bridge since that little five-year-old started it.
They built an entire new bridge since I started primary school.
Certainly did. And you certainly had some big changes and you went off to intermediate. I was very privileged to get to go on school camp with you to camp. Where did they go? Tui Ridge. And that was a great, great camp. I enjoyed that. Yes. And that was a privilege to be able to go on that camp with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't spend much time at intermediate.
No, well, you were going
through. Wasn't the best years.
No, you were going to having some health issues and you did get knocked off your bike.
I did get hit by a car.
And you did actually suffer quite a bad concussion.
Yeah, I did.
And then a week after you were allowed to go back into the playground and play, you fell over on the mouse wheel and you broke your thumb and you were off school again with that because that was, I always thought of your thumb as being the bit that sticks out.
No.
But you actually broke your thumb inside
yeah,
the
and you
hand.
Yeah, you always think of your thumb as just another finger as well. It's
yes.
not. You can, if you broke a finger, it would just get binded to the closest
yes.
one. But
a thumb is actually a very important.
It's what makes us different to monkeys.
Exactly. So not you didn't just break a finger, you broke a thumb.
If I lost a thumb, I'd just be a monkey.
Yep. So, yeah, you were off for that and you had that and you're alternating between concussion, broken thing, and then...
It's the only bone I broke. Well, technically.
And then migraines.
I once partially fractured a bone in my foot.
And
but
that was
at high school, don't worry. Not everything happened at intermediate.
No, and at high school, I mean, that was...
The first 3 years were rough.
Yeah, you had your foot on a moon boot for, 18 months?
18 months.
So, I mean, you're lucky you're even walking around.
Yeah, I'm lucky I can walk.
So there's been a lot, and you know, there's been a real journey from being a little five-year-old who thought that every time the bell rang, it was time for another break. And, you know, the funny thing is now the bells don't ring at the start of morning
That's
tea.
Right.
And they don't ring at the start of lunch. They only rang at the end of morning tea and the end
of
lunch.
I might have something to do with that.
The one time you needed to stay in class was the time the bell rings, so you would have been still running at the end of class.
Yeah.
But
also, that might have something to do with the reason why I never liked going to the back of the field during morning tea and lunch.
Could be, yes. But I
Moments like that form us, don't they?
They do.
I never liked going to the back of the field. And that's probably because the teacher ingrained it in me that
get back up.
Yeah.
So it's been so much has happened, and when you think about high school was 5 years.
Yeah. Primary school was 5 years, wasn't it?
Well, primary and intermediate. That is your primary school.
I know, but 5 years at high school, 5 years at my primary school.
And 2 years at intermediate. Yeah. So it's a significant length of time.
Don't know how that adds up to 13, but it does. What's 10 plus 2?
You spend 6 years at primary school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, it's been a significant period of time, and now you're moving into the next bit.
University.
And when you think about
it's funny, I could spend the next 13 years just at university.
Good on you. When you think about in a child's life, when you think of that 5-year-old.
I thought you were talking about inner child, my inner child.
No. When you think about that 5-year-old who started at school to the 17 and 3/4 who left.
It's more than 3/4, Mum.
Well, you're almost 18, I suppose.
17.95.
Well, something like that. And you think about how much shorter the days have got. So when you were a 5-year-old, days were
long. Don't worry, some days can still feel pretty long.
And years used to take
forever.
But now years
could have sworn 2013 took 10 years.
Yes. And now time goes. And so as you get older.
I remember them feeling like they took forever, but I don't remember many of it. I only have a few memories from back then.
Yes.
Even though it felt like they took forever, and they still feel like they took forever, I only have a few memories.
Yeah. So it's really interesting.
Yeah.
But, so is there anything else you would like to add about you? Because it's been about you, and I've been the one who's been telling the stories.
I would like to go home. No.
That's what you used to say every day after school.
No,
you were very good because you used to, after that first year with Cara coming to school and taking you home, from about 7, I think it was, you would then start staying with me.
Yeah.
At school.
For a year I walked over to Uncle and he took me home.
Yes, that was
I think
when
that
you
was at
older.
The end. Yeah,
when you were a year 5, year 6.
Yeah.
But
which is funny, Uncle's been taking me home from school longer than, well, you've been taking me to school.
Yes, he took you to. I used to always take you to school, and even at high school, I used to take you to school.
But at intermediate, intermediate, Uncle took me to school.
Yes,
which is funny to think about how it used to alternate. How for 6 years for 5 years you took me to school. 2 years Uncle took me to school. 5 years you take 4 years you've taken me to school.
Yes, and. But it was so, I remember when you went to intermediate, we were like, oh, well, now we'll get Andrew and he can walk to meet your uncle or me, wherever we were going to pick you up.
Yeah.
And then after that summer was so hot and we were like, nah, we'll just.
And I got exercise-induced migraines.
That's right. And we were like, nah, we'll just sit and we're just going to park the car closer.
It wasn't even that far. It was just Cook Street.
Yeah, I know. But it was so hot. I walked down to meet you one time and I was like, oh, no, it's too hot.
Well, have you enjoyed this episode? Catch us in another 13 years.
Well, yes, you never know. We might still be going in 13 years.
Yeah, Mum will be. Well, I was going to say Mum will be a geriatric. No, that's 23 years.
Oh. And I don't know where to go from here.
I'm calling you old.
Yeah. You're lucky you're on the other side of the table, and it's quite a large table.
Also, I'm the one that drove you here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Lucky.
Yeah, well, anyway, if you and also I have the keys.
Yeah. But I have the keys to get into the house.
Yeah, but Uncle will be home by the time I get back.
Mm.
Well, anyway, if you enjoyed this episode, you can go to places and listen to other episodes like Spotify, where you can search up Generation Fusion, or you can go to the NPR website, npr.nz, and go to shows and search up Generation Fusion. Also, if you'd like to get some behind-the-scenes content, you can go to facebook.com and search up Generation Fusion, and you can do the same with Instagram, instagram.com, and search up Generation Fusion. If you'd like to make more content, you can go to giveitalittle.co.nz/org/npr and donate. Start that again. You can, if you want, like, if you'd like to help us continue to make content
this,
and continue
to make better
content. Mum, that wasn't helping. I got that right that time. If you'd like to help us continue to make content and continue to make better content, you can go to npr. No, you can't. You can go to giveitalittle.co.nz/org/npr. Donate as little or as much as you feel like. We'll see you all next time.
Bye.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.